You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario since 1922. Find and follow us on Instagram at CFRC Music. Coming up on this special community takeover of our airwaves, we're talking to Gage Roberts and the participants of Extend a Family Kingston's first ever 8-week Podcast Makes Workshop program, where youth learned how to create their own podcast and share their voices with the community. Extend a Family Kingston was established in 1981 with the goal of providing individuals who have a disability with opportunities to develop friendships and integrate into their communities. Extend a Family Kingston is a not-for-profit committed to providing a range of services and supports for children with developmental disabilities, physical disabilities, and autism spectrum disorders, as well as a range of services and supports for adults with a developmental disability. Their mission is to empower people through innovation, inclusive connections, and personal growth.
You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, and today on a special community takeover of our airwaves, we have an awesome group, actually two groups, so we'll be switching partway through, from Extend a Family Kingston. And what is the name of this group?
This is called the Podcast Mates, derived from the Movie Mates group originally.
All right. Well, we can get into a little bit of the history of that in a moment, but do we want to go around and introduce ourselves? I'm Ara. I'm your host here today.
I'm Justin.
My name is Gage.
My name is Cameron.
And I'm Evan.
Hi, Isaac.
Welcome to CFRC. So we started off with a little bit of a tour, and I had a treat last week of getting to see your podcast set up and to be on your show. So it's pretty nice to have a chance to talk a little bit more with all of you. I thought maybe we could start, Gage, with talking a little bit about what Extend a Family is and specifically the inspiration for this podcast program.
Yeah, no problem. So Extend a Family Kingston is a nonprofit charity. I think it was started in like the 1970s. So we run recreation programs for adults and youth with developmental disabilities, the focus on getting into the community.
And you've done an impressive job. How many people in the room here were part of the Movie Mates program?
Ooh, I would say most of them.
Most of them, yeah.
In this room, three, but most of that group is actually the Movie Mates.
Okay.
And if they weren't in the Movie Mates before, maybe a future Movie Mate. What do you say, Cameron?
Sure, I
guess. And what was the inspiration behind Podcast Mates?
Well, when I started, it was always something that was kind of brought up. So like, this is like kind of 2 years in the works, brought up, and we weren't sure the best way to approach it. So the idea kind of started as a family support podcast for families that are kind of just getting into developmental services. So that's kind of how it started. And then we had a kind of an organizational switch. And then we're like, okay, like, what's the best way to get this podcast off the ground? I mean, I thought, who better than the Movie Mates, a super media-focused group, to kind of jump in there right away with a new form of media and practice podcasting. So we started with that, and I think it's going to grow over the next couple seasons.
Yeah, and it's not just audio podcasting. I noticed that there's videography involved as well. So it's a real pro kind of presentation, which I think echoes what you did with the Movie Mates. You were mentioning that it started as like phone held movies, and then you did what, an hour and a half film?
Yeah, it had some humble beginnings. I'm gonna let my friend Evan here talk about it.
Yeah,
because he actually knows way more about Movie Mates. So I've only done this for about, I think, over a year. Okay. But Evan is one of the originals.
Yeah, I consider myself a semi-OG. If you don't know what that means, then sorry. But yeah, actually Isaac here is one of the original OGs from Movie Mates. He started the first Movie Mates ever when it was just four people, when it was just him, Brad, and
Thomas and Wade.
Yeah, so there were four of them, and they all did it on the iPad. We had an old program coordinator named Ian, who previously appeared on our Podcast Mates episodes. He was the one who was in charge of editing those movies, and so they premiered on, apparently on the first Movie Mates, they premiered on a laptop screen, which was, it was a very interesting start to a new program that would get later developed over time to be something that we know and love today, that you can find on AFK's YouTube channel, where we have premiered like 8 movies. But Movie Mates has definitely grown so much so. Everyone has kept enjoying producing new movies, exploring new different kinds of genres, getting to meet new people, and we just kept elevating the amount of editing and the production. And Gage here has actually taken it a step further, which I like to call the Gage era, where he has elevated Movie Mates to a whole new level, where he not only managed to improve on our process, but also take it up to landmark cinemas. Like, how's that feel, Gage?
It feels pretty good, Evan. I'll be honest, I'm not to brag here, but I took a couple film courses at Carleton in my time there. Yeah, when I took over Movie Mates, originally, actually, this is funny, I said this in my first speech at the premiere, I thought we were watched movies. I thought the program was that we watched movies and like maybe talked about them, kind of like a book club.
Yeah.
But I realized real quick, we are actually making the movie. So that, the first movie we did was Accidental Travels. So you can watch that on YouTube. It's pretty good. And it was filmed on my iPhone. And then for the premiere, I used to work at Landmark Cinemas when I was in high school. So I knew they did like private theater rentings. So I just reached out and seen if they could kind of make a deal. Again, we're a charity. So they were totally happy to do that. And they set us up really, really nice. So then it was just like huge experience for everybody. And then I do like digital art, so I made this huge poster, so I got to put like the poster in the casing, so everyone got to feel like they're a movie star. And then everyone showed up in their little suits, and you know, it was really a special evening. So we just kept that going and got bigger theaters every year.
So you didn't know, but you were stumbling into like the perfect use of your various skills with this.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. No, 100%. It was just kind of perfect for me.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, it wasn't just like thrown at me. I think they knew I was the right guy for it. So then that's why I was chosen to take that. I did that role before I was a coordinator at Extended Family. So one of my first kind of side gigs apart from being a counselor at Extended Family.
I think Ian knew that you were just the perfect guy to absolutely take Movie Mates to a whole nother level. I mean, before you came along, it was usually just me and Ian who direct the program, and it kind of snowballed almost into experimentation where we were trying out a whole new suite of effects and a new editing process to go for. And honestly, I think it would have been stuck like that if it weren't for you, because you knew how to take the entire program in the process and just how to make it so much better. It really restructured the whole layout of what was needed for Movie Mates, and I couldn't thank you enough for that.
Yeah, no thanks needed. I was happy to do that. I'm still happy to do Movie Mates and Podcast Mates with all you guys. And Ian had a vision for sure. So yeah, I'm glad I was handed the torch on Movie Mates.
So speaking of handing torches, so we've moved to Podcast Mates. Not to say that Movie Mates is done. Podcasts super popular right now. What interested the folks in the room here to participate in this program? Was it you had things you really wanted to get off your chest? You just enjoy chatting with different people?
It was mostly just to be able to do something different and make it a movie. And I think that it was a great idea. We went to do podcasts and do a movie once in a while.
And Justin, for you, are you usually the one doing the interviewing or doing the talking? Because you mostly interviewed me last time.
I know what it mostly just is in the background.
Well, I would say hosting a podcast is pretty much in the foreground.
But mostly in the background when we make movies.
Okay, so this is your chance to shine.
Yes.
What about other people here? What's been fun about Podcast Mates for you?
It's been super fun just to meet like the people who did it and the people who are doing it and running it. It's amazing, the amazing people that are doing it, and it's amazing for the group that I can get a new experience instead of doing the same thing every single day, but you can do it. Got something new to do every single day, basically.
Absolutely. Learning new skills is always, it's tough, but it's really rewarding. And if I could ask you, as someone who was one of the OGs, as we put it, of the Movie Mates, what's it been like switching to doing the podcasts, and have you been enjoying that?
Well, it's been new to me, but I'm getting pretty used to it. But being one of the OG Movie Mates, it's been accustomed to me that it helps with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like keeping up with my friends and seeing what they've been up to and all that.
And are you usually involved in the production side? Are you an actor?
Mostly I'm an actor, but it helps to also lend in to the movie production part as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you'll be helping out with the edits of your podcast?
Possibly not. That's not in my background, unfortunately.
Yeah. Editing is new for some of our guys. Yeah. So I think we're starting to branch off into learning some editing. That's definitely a focus for next season, but editing's definitely been a behind the scenes part of Movie Mates and the new Podcast Mates.
Yeah,
but definitely an avenue we want to explore as a group for sure. We always talked about like putting the editing on a big screen, maybe having Evan kind of teach the group about some editing skills and the processes. But I'll be honest, Evan is a whiz at editing. It's like watching a magician do his work. I can't even follow along with it. It's just so many things happening at once.
It's definitely a learning curve. I mean, it's always cool to learn those skills, and if you can share them with people too, which is definitely a talent in and of itself. I wonder if we could talk a little bit about the podcast itself. So this is, I guess, the last week of your program here. How many episodes have you done, and have you had favorite guests, and when can people listen to it? So a couple of questions here.
So for the program itself, it's an 8-week program. The first 2 weeks are focused on development. We kind of get together as a group. We talk about questions, themes, possible guests. You know, what's the point of the podcast? You know, what's our goal with the podcast? We talk about like some of the skills we're trying to develop. And then we do a little bit of the practice. So Carl is one of the guys that we hired from a podcast company to help us support the program. And we did like mock podcasts. I think Justin, one of your favorite moments of the first 2 weeks there was the fake podcast we did where I was being a little bit silly. What are some of the things you learned during that podcast of what you should not do in a podcast?
Don't go off script. Don't talk on your phone. And don't try to make small talk.
You can do a little small talk, but for example, I was on my phone, and then I was like, oh, like, you wouldn't believe what I had for dinner, and getting super off topic, and I had my hood up, and I wasn't paying attention to Carl, right? So it was kind of the skills, you know, that makes a good podcast, and just communication in general.
Yeah, I mean, I think like group conversations and podcasts are great ways to learn your listening skills and your speaking skills and become more confident. And I know that that's something you talked about doing with the podcast. How about other folks? Do you have a favorite moment?
Maybe getting a little more into the program, just a little get more.
Yeah, I think you joined a little bit late, so next time we'll get you in right on the first week. You know, a longer program is definitely something we could look at in the future. I'm gonna answer the question before. We had 6 episodes that we filmed, some with guests and some kind of an in-house episode. And I think the plan right now is just to drop one once a month.
Okay.
And then I think maybe next season, bit of a teaser maybe, or a goal, I could call it, is to film 12 episodes, some with guests, some in-house episodes, so then we could drop them bi-weekly for 6 months until the next season.
I see some eyes bulging in here. I'm like, hey, it's ambitious, but I think you've got it in you.
I think from an editor standpoint, that's something I need to look into first, because we have not really figured out the whole process yet, even though Katie said I'm a whiz, and yeah, I can say I've had like at least 11 years of editing experience. Except ending the podcast is going to be my first time. So, yeah, there's a first time for everything.
If anybody could do it, Evan, I think it'd be you.
That's why we're going to sit down in a couple days to go over the entire process, and then we're going to get every episode edited.
As people who have now done 6 podcasts, do you have advice for people who might be interested in starting their own podcast, things you've learned along the way?
Probably it's just, if you want to do a podcast, it's just, you have to have a good bunch of friends to do it, and a good mindset.
Yeah, good points. You want to be talking to people you actually want to talk to, and if you don't feel like talking, that's not going to get you very far either.
I think if anyone wants to do a podcast, just follow like a standard set of like rules, like don't deviate, don't get off topic and all that stuff. Don't cause yourself distractions or try to make your conversation or even the podcast everywhere else. But if you're going to have If you want to do a podcast on anything, you can, like any topic. You can do like a game that can include both audio and video and stuff like that. You can do like all kinds of fun stuff on a podcast besides like doing interviews and stuff. There is like, I'm not gonna promote a podcast on here, but my favorite does all these kinds of different stuff, and I enjoy whatever they do. They release an episode every week, and anything that they do, really fun to listen to, just like this one.
That's good. Yeah. If you're having fun, I think that's important, because that's what you're doing it for, right? So you've talked about this being the start of maybe more Podcast Mates programming. Do you have a sense of when you might be doing another round if people are listening and thinking like, oh, this might be something I'm interested in doing?
Definitely in the fall. We have a whole lot of programming that we have going on at Extended Family Kingston kind of all year round. Right now we're ramping up for our big summer camp. So we have an adult camp and a youth camp and a Napanee camp. So lots of camps, lots of busy camps. And those run for 8 weeks, starting at the end of June till the end of August. And then in September, we'll have our after-school program starting back up. And that runs all the way until the end of June there. Yeah, I guess see some excitement for that. What else we got? We have some cool old programs. Right now, we deliver meals for Martha's Table on Fridays. We have karate groups, swim groups. So yeah, a whole lot of programming. Super Saturdays for adults and youth in Napanee. And I think I'm allowed to spoil this, we're starting up some Sundays. Ooh. In September as well. So we'll be operating Monday to Sunday.
Wow, that's a busy plate. Anyone here going to camp over the summer?
I think a few.
They're being quiet about it. I think summer is a nice time to do something a little more relaxed and then get back into more structured things in the fall. Right?
Yes, we're looking at the fall, probably maybe October, November.
Cool. And you mentioned lots of programming. Can you talk about your website and your social media if people want to check out what you're doing and when you have things programmed?
Absolutely. I mean, we have Facebook, we have Instagram, and I think just recently, so last summer, we took over TikTok. So we've been coming up with some good TikToks, some funny stuff. They're trying to get out that way. Yeah. And then, of course, I mean, there's no one better to speak on the website, actually, than the man himself who created it, Evan here.
Yep, we had a complete website revamp again, and this one is just to make it so it's much more accessible for anyone who has no idea where to go. So actually, I don't know what to say about it, Gage.
For me, visiting it just to check out what programs you had, it's very clean layout. It's very clear where you can click to find out about programming. So I really appreciate that that's sort of front and center, and then like the drop down menus for more of the sort of history and mission information.
We had to do a deboard of the website. I mean, what you see on the website now, fresh, clean, really accessible. Back then, too many tabs, 16 channels. God, it was everywhere.
It is very, very easy, I think, for organizations to end up with very unwieldy websites and not be aware of it because you just keep adding extra menu items and the next thing you know, you've got 80 pages on there. So congratulations on cleaning it up there.
Yeah, got to put everything into more proper categories so you know where to go. Like you got the programs, you got the what's the business about, you got like the greenhouse stuff and everything. Just everything that says, hey, this is Extent Family, check us out. Here's all the very fun things you could do here.
Speaking of the greenhouse, I saw some little seedlings growing.
Yeah, they'll be heading out soon. I think it's about 3 to 4 weeks in the transplanting stage there. And then they get taken from the trays into the two pods there. And then I think it's an 8-week grow cycle. And then we have our group deliver them to Martha's Table, Lionhearts, and other organizations that need some food. We have a core group of participants at Extended Family that go to the gardens. And that's their, you know, their safe space. They like they'll go all day long. They have some green thumbs. One of the super special things that we have at Extended Family.
Awesome. Well, it's a very rewarding thing to do. And obviously rewarding to the recipients at the end of it. I think it might be about time for us to rotate who we have in the guest chairs here. But I can't wait to see the podcasts as they start coming out. Please do keep us posted for that. Great answers. Yeah, really interesting. So thank you. We have a new group in with us. This is section 2 of the podcast mates. Do folks want to go around the room and introduce themselves? Ara and Gage are still here. Who else have we got here?
Hello, my name is Colin. I've been at CFRC before and I love the place so much.
Hello, my name is Naveed. I have not been to CFRC before. This is my first time being here.
Welcome.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Brad. This is also my first time here, and it's made quite a very impactful first impression on me. And yeah, it's really cool to be here, and thank you for having me.
Well, I'm very glad to have you here, and I'm glad that you enjoy the studio. It's a neat place.
Of course.
Well, my real name in real life is Zachary, but in YouTube, well, I've been called by Templar instead. This is my first time, and thank you for adding me.
Oh, it's a pleasure, and welcome.
And that's a great transition. What do you do on YouTube, Zachary?
Well, I always told her about all the videos I told someone last Wednesday, right?
Tell these guys.
So I didn't...
Yeah, so you told your podcast, but our listeners would like to know too.
Well, you see, I make my first YouTube video. It's called Welcome to My First YouTube Channel. On one of the Decembers, I face reveal because I don't have a red hair, I don't have a money, I don't have an iPad or a hood or a bodysuit on, just me. With my brown hair. Well, I dyed my hair red because I love the color red. And I'm part of the Tempered crew, like the leader of the crew. And I make a lot of YouTube videos about a long time ago. The reason why I become a YouTuber, because my friend from St. Martha, Stephanie. She's Shelby. Oh, was it Shelby? She's the one. I call her Shelby, but she called me Tempa.
Very cool.
That's why I become a YouTuber.
Yeah, awesome. And you do have very cool red hair. Red was the very first color that I ever dyed my hair.
Pains.
So maybe we can talk to the person who's been at CFRC before. And you were mentioning earlier, this was back in 2019, and you were doing live programming on air, right?
Yeah, well, I would call it live. It was just like experience to get to know the station. I had a mentor. His name was Jim. He used to work at CFRC Kingston back in the time. He's retired. So, Jim, if you're listening, this is for you. Anytime I would start a show with my dad in one of the booths, he would give me a thumbs up across from me from his radio booth, and I would give a thumbs up back to him before we start doing our radio stuff. He always loved reading articles and stuff like that to the listeners on the show. And for my practice experience in my booth, how I got so well at radio, even with this podcast with all my friends here, he taught me how to be calm, like, say, guests are on the podcast or radio show. Like, my guest that I had was my dad, just for, like, practice, like, every Saturday from 1:30 to 4:30.
That's a long time.
Yeah. And yeah, with the podcast Spectrum that we recently made this year, I had guests on when it was my turn on the show. And I just felt calm, like I was talking to a friend and just having a good time.
Yeah, and Colin, so tell me, what are some of the things that you've learned through Podcast Mates, maybe like the first 2 weeks?
Well, you had to know your own material. Like, you had to write tons of material, practice a few weeks, so you want to get nervous your first time with a guest on a show or anything like that. That's what Jim taught me to do, and I'm thankful for that.
I think that's a good point, because I think a lot of people think they're going to start a podcast and they're just going to start by talking.
Yeah.
But talking for 30 minutes or however long is a lot of effort. And so you definitely want to have a good plan and good preparation and know about your guests. So, like, that's really good applicable skills. And I was going to ask you how it's transferred from the radio to the podcast, but you answered the question for me. How about for you, Naveed? I guess what I could ask you is, since you said you've done Movie Mates, what's the difference between Movie Mates and Podcast Mates? What have you liked about Podcast Mates, or did you like the Movie Mates more?
Huh. It's a hard question, isn't it?
Huh. Put me on spotlight very quickly. I like Movie Mates and the Podcast Spectrum because the same friends and same making stuff together. It's like Movie Mates quietly because same cast but new people coming in. And I didn't know we were making a podcast. But I thought we were just making another movie. That's mostly it. I think it's podcast is kind of cool now.
Yeah, different skills. I would imagine the Movie Mate were like fictional stories, and this is conversations.
Yeah, Movie Mates was all kind of fictional stories, and we created them as a group. And the thing that I kind of said to all, the entire group when we started was, you can still get really creative with the podcast, but the creativeness needs to be filtered down into like real world, you know, applications. Like, we can get creative with the guests that we get on, or the segment, or the questions. But just, it can't be creative in the sense of creating your own storylines, creating your own characters. It's definitely a different avenue for media, but Brad, do you want to speak on this a bit?
Well, yes, certainly, yes. So Movie Mates, for starters, is pretty much like where I started like to get like into the swing of all this. Introduced me all to these guys. It really brought out like my acting skills, and if that's the thing like that Movie Mates did, Podcast Mates basically has learned like how to like implement something when you're put on the spot and be creative with real life events. You have to know like what you're discussing fairly thoroughly before you go on and discuss it. You gotta know the right questions to ask, and basically, that's one of the biggest differences of what it differs to Movie Mates. Where with Movie Mates, you can just like kind of like create your own script and just like have an escape from the real world and just have your acting skills. So yeah, that's like basically the biggest difference. What I took out most from Movie Mates and from Podcast Mates is what I got from that.
That's a good point. So different skills that you're working with, obviously. One is kind of working the creative part of your brain and one is more like the critical thinking part of it. And being able to answer things and respond on your feet, I think those are good skills for building confidence as well.
Yeah.
I asked the other group, in this group, have you had a favorite guest or a favorite moment from the 6 podcasts that you did? I see one smile over here.
I have to say, well, my topic was all about physical and mental health. And my guest used to be a counselor and a staff member at this program called Extend the Family Ian. We've known each other for a long time, and he has moved on to a different job similar to Extend the Family. But it was like a one-on-one connection, like we knew each other a lot. And what also made it fun was, since he always thinks that, like, I make him laugh a lot, I wanted to put him some puns in there to make him, like, smile or giggle in there. And
I am a real sucker for puns, so I get it.
Yeah, and I came up with the intro on my own. Like, I didn't need help from Gage or a producer, or I practiced it like 2 or 3 weeks at my house.
Nice.
Alone.
Yeah, that's so. Congratulations. So those CFRC training skills paid off.
Yeah.
What about for others in the room?
Kind of agree with Colin too. I like Ian, surprisingly having him in the podcast too. Also, I like also how Cameron also interviewed the whole Movie Mate cast. That was also kind of
fun.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. He asked some very good questions too. That's pretty sure my favorite guest.
Nice.
Yeah. So Ian was the former manager of Extended Family Kingston. Super well-loved guy, amazing dude. So I know he had to be a part of this project. So he originally was on the podcast to put it together. And then as he's transitioned to a new role at another organization, then the torch was passed down from Ian to me. But I knew right away he had to be a guest on the podcast. So like, honestly, the first 2 weeks, right in front of the group, I just made a call to Ian. And I was like, I put him on speaker. And I was like, oh, we'd like to, you know, invite you to be a guest on our podcast. And he was super excited to do it. I knew the answer to the question before he even asked it for these guys.
A great way to start things off with someone that you feel comfortable with and that you probably have questions for that you never thought to ask when you were in different positions. We have 2 other people we haven't heard from yet in terms of a favorite podcast guest.
Probably one of my favorite guests, like by far, was, I think, like, well, the first one. And that was our very own Evan. I believe he was on the other half of your podcast. So Evan, basically, he was a staff at EAF. He's basically like the technology guy. Like if you have any technological like issues you need solved, like just ask him. Like, and he can figure it out almost just like that. He used to come here just like for fun, and then he like kind of worked his way up. Like, and yeah, it was very interesting getting to interview him. Just like talking to him, like from like an interviewer point of view, is just like very inspiring.
Yeah, he's definitely got a wealth of information that he can share with people.
Yes, and it's just very mesmerizing and just very, just so cool.
Evan actually has a super cool story that was actually shared in the National Post last year ahead of our Movie Mates premiere. So that was shared with all the cast. So Evan started out as a participant, and then through the years, I think he kind of worked his way up the ranks and developed his, you know, extraordinary editing skills. So then he was hired by Extended Family as a staff. And then again, as we spoke about earlier, he edited the website. I mean, he now edits all the Movie Mates and the podcast that we've been working on. Yeah, super incredible story. So that was one of our episodes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Do you have a favorite podcast moment?
My favorite moment is just like have 15 minutes on iPad. Because Okay. Because I love iPad more than anything. Because I don't like work or other stuff. But thank you. Bye bye.
One quick question. What did you think about talking with Era that afternoon of the podcast?
Yeah.
Huh? It was good. Thanks. Bye bye.
Good job, dude.
All right. Well, we're getting near the end here. But just before we go, first of all, thanks to everyone. This has been a fantastic conversation. And I just wanted to ask, Gage, if people want to get involved, if they want to support Extend a Family, are there volunteer opportunities, opportunities to donate to the program?
Absolutely. So you can reach us on our social medias, our website. My email is groberts@eafkingston.com. So you can email me there. Through our website, you could donate to our Canada Helps page, which helps a lot, and it helps families get into summer camp that can't afford it. You can help out that way. We haven't had volunteers recently, maybe something for the future. That being said, for Queen's students, this is CFRC Radio. We do have Queen's volunteers, so please keep your eyes open in September for that. So that would be great.
Okay. Well, once again, congratulations. 6 episodes. That's a pretty good first podcast run. It's been such a pleasure talking to everyone, and I can't wait to see the finished result.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us in this podcast. Kind of cool in here. I know you guys can't see it, but
yeah, this is our studio. This is where we have bands perform as well. So
that's nice. I like that.
I will say it was quite like an honor, like having to come here. Like I always was gonna try and figure out like what's this gonna be like. Is this gonna be like an upstairs thing? Like, but I didn't. The last thing I expected was to be like somewhere down like in the basement.
It's a secret basement on campus. Secret
basement, yes. And yeah, I just said like I have another little thing of podcast meets. Like I actually kind of liked that. I think it's kind of overlooked a little bit too. See, on one of our last podcast sessions, before the actual like interview session, like I actually got to take part like in setting up for it and knowing and getting to know what to do. That's very it's a very productive thing and very I think it's a very beneficial thing that will just take you. It'll just bring you like far like and make you. It'll go a long way, especially like for like in the future. If you gotta like do it just like that, you know what to do just like that.
Absolutely, great skills to learn. I've learned a lot from working at CFRC and editing things like this. So definitely recommend it to you.
Yes, and thank you again.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much. Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves yourself. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization, and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. Apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This project is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.